Life Audio.
I'm Jody Nisnik, and you're listening to So Much More. In John 16:12, Jesus stated, "There is so much more I want to tell you." He then pointed to the Spirit as the one who would come, who would further his teaching by bringing his word to life for us. So Much More creates space for God to reveal his truth through his word. Today, we are in the third week of our Advent series, and after a quick word from our sponsor, we'll do the scripture meditation from Luke 1, verses 68 through 75.
But look around you, your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
We are going to experience this passage as a Lectio Divina. So if you haven't done one before, I want to encourage you to download the Lectio Divina journal that I have created for you. It's free, and you can find a link in the show notes or on my website at jodynisnik.com. It'll outline exactly what Lectio Divina is and give you some space to capture your thoughts as you listen to this podcast. The passage that we are going to be in today is often referred to as Zechariah's song. Zechariah was a priest, and he was married to Elizabeth, who was one of Mary's relatives. Zechariah and Elizabeth gave birth to John in their old age, and he became John the Baptist, the one who prepared the way for Jesus. Now, after John was born, the scripture says that Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit, and he prophesied these words, which is what we're going to meditate on today. So let's go ahead and get started. And to do that, I want to invite you to take a couple of deep in and out breaths. And as you breathe in, invite God into this space with you. And as you exhale, hand over to him anything that feels burdensome to you. As you continue to take deep in and out breaths, let me pray over us. Oh Lord, we invite you in to this space. We pray by the power of your Spirit that you would help us notice what you want us to notice. Lord, lead us into this passage exactly where you want us to go. And we pray also that you would help all of the distractions, anything else that is swirling around us, just to fade into the background. And that these next few minutes would become holy, sacred, restful minutes with you. Lord, teach us from your word, and we pray that you would do this for our good, and we pray that you would do it for your glory. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, the first time I read this passage for you, it is an opportunity for you to hear the words and know where it is going. So just receive these words. This is a reading of Luke 1, verses 68 through 75. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Now, as I read the passage for you a second time, we want to ask the Lord to help us notice a word or a phrase or maybe even an idea from this passage. There's a lot in this passage, so really just try to see what stands out above the other words or phrases or what idea seems to grab you. And I encourage you to either write it down or just hold on to it in your mind, and I'll give you some space to reflect on it after the reading. So this now is a second reading of Luke 1, verses 68 through 75. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. So take a few moments now to think about the word or the phrase or idea and ask, how might this connect to my life right now? Now, as I read the passage for you a third time, I want to invite you to notice the word or phrase or idea again, and then we'll take some time after the reading to respond to God however he might be inviting us to respond. So this now is a third reading of Luke 1, verses 68 through 75. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness, before Him all our days. So take a few moments now to respond to God however He is inviting you to respond. Now, as I read the passage for you one last time, I want to invite you to take a posture of rest, to rest in God's goodness and love for you, to rest in the truth that Zechariah spoke these words about the baby Jesus who had come to bring us salvation and so much more. Rest in knowing you are deeply loved and uniquely made by God. So this now is a final reading of Luke 1, verses 68 through 75. Praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because He has come to His people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of His servant David, as He said through His holy prophets of long ago. Salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember His holy covenant, the oath He swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies, and to enable us to serve Him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before Him all our days. O Lord, we thank You for these words spoken so long ago and how they can encourage our hearts today. Lord, I pray that whatever it is that You drew our attention to, would You help us take that truth with us through this week. And as we continue to move through the Advent season, Lord, help us to just stop and pause and notice and ponder what it is that Advent means. The arrival of Your Son, Jesus, come to save us. Thank You, Lord, for what it means and for what You have done for us. And we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, I want to invite you to join me in listening to the Companion Podcast, where I have a conversation with Pastor Jenny Wong Clayville. We have a great conversation about this passage and what the Lord drew her attention to, and just even how it impacted her in her journey right now. I want to take a quick second to thank the team at Life Audio for their partnership. And if you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They have shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and even this one on scripture meditation. And as always, I want to thank you for joining me on So Much More, because we really do believe Jesus has so much more to say to us, and we are creating space to listen.
Hey friend, I'm Brooke McLaughlin, host of the Everyday Prayers podcast, a ministry of Million Praying Moms, and I'm here to invite you to partner with God for the hearts of your children on the daily. Our goal at Everyday Prayers is to help moms understand and pray God's Word. Join us each weekday as we share insights from God's Word for today's Christian mom. Tune in to the Everyday Prayers podcast in your favorite app or by visiting lifeaudio.com.